Welcome to episode 36 of the Friendship Podcast. Tonight, we bring you a solo bolo like you've never heard before. We discuss moving studios, a new bit called What About Bob, and are friendship levels really dead? You'll find out all of that and more coming up on the Friendship Podcast. Hats off to you, good sir.
Hats on to me, good sir.
It's your buddy CJ.
And this is BK.
And if you don't remember or have a hard time paying attention, this is
Friendship, the podcast. Oh, shit.
Nope. Nope. This is podcast.
The friendship.
A friendship.
Oh, friendship podcast?
Hey, there you go.
That's a good
friendship
name.
Podcast.
Nailed it.
We should use it.
We should totally use it. It's such
it,
a good
I like
name.
It. We should run with it.
Way better name than any of those other names we came up with.
Oh, 110%.
Yeah.
Well, as the obligatory intro to the show, thank you again for downloading and listening in. We got a good one for you guys tonight. Doing a late night show,
classic.
Because we got some devastating news here at Camp TFP.
Right off the bat.
Hey man, I mean I feel with our fans we bear our souls to them, and I feel we would be doing them an injustice,
disservice,
if we did not get into just some straight up affecting news.
Real news. Right?
Mm-hmm. It's with a heavy heart that I report to everyone out there in Camp TFP that. We're, again, moving studios.
Oh, no.
Our lease is up, and it's time to say so long. Gotta say, we gotta move.
But it's good news, I feel. I think now we've had proper planning. We've had the experience of these last three studios.
That's true. We move a lot. But yeah. I've actually never, actually counted it.
It's been a year and a half now?
Yeah.
Three moves? I mean,
we're getting... Yeah, because we had OG one.
OG.
And then we had OG two.
Right.
And then this is OG three.
Right.
So now we're going to OG four.
OG one was like two episodes.
I think it was actually just one episode.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. But it was where our first one published is out there. So
historical.
I feel, yeah. So
we could
can't
technically
not.
Go back there if we want.
Could we?
We could.
well, yeah. But I mean, it's easier we do it this way.
Yeah. But Studio 4.
Because that way we keep it out of our lives. That way we don't have to see it every day. We can put it away. We record these things. We fart them out and we go. Mm-hmm. Actually, one other side note we should tell everybody. It's a fucking bolo. Not what I was going for, but we're going to do it.
No, it should be... Dun, dun, dun,
dun, it should have been... Yeah, dun, yeah, yeah. Hold on.
Don't get pregnant. There it is.
Don't get pregnant, y'all.
The new studio, though, I have... We did get approval for a business credit card.
It's pretty staggering. I'm foaming at the bits. I keep trying to get magic cards, but BK keeps denying me.
About to get in debt.
It wouldn't be the first time.
CJ and BK Productions now has a $200,000 credit card.
Oh man, boo!
It's okay, guy, because guess what? 10 grand went into egg crate walls for the new studio.
What else we've got?
We've got theater seating for non-guests. We've got craft services.
Carol's coming back?
Carol's coming back. We can finally afford Carol.
Again. I don't know. I mean, I feel the peanuts she was working for were good enough, but...
Well, it was weird how she basically destroyed the whole... she was the cause of this going
OG2
down.
Going down in flames?
Yeah.
That is really the reason why we moved. I mean,
yeah.
We'll be honest with them. We don't have to pretend, you know?
Right. Even though she came with us for OG for Studio 3.
Yeah. But for a little bit.
For a
until,
little bit.
Until I kicked her ass to the curb like a boss.
But yeah, it's going to be, if you are lucky enough to be a guest on our show, get ready for the high life.
Oh, fucking welcome to the good life.
Yeah, it's going to be amazing. And get ready for that in about 4 weeks.
4 weeks is what we're counting on because we got to bring all the amplifiers over. Got to bring the mix board.
3 weeks?
No, I talked to the egg crate guy. He told me three solid.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I think it's 2 weeks.
I'll call Eduardo right now.
From when they're listening to this, 2 weeks though.
Well, I go by the time we record this.
Okay.
See, I don't live my life how the listeners live theirs. Oh
so,
shit.
So we're currently enjoying Thanksgiving dinner.
Are we?
No, I was just doing
I
was doing the 3 week thing.
Oh, okay. I get you. But yeah, so it's gonna be good and I'm looking forward to it.
Yep.
and unlimited ping pong.
Oh, yeah.
At the big perk.
Full access ping pong this time. We can actually do it before the show.
After the show. During the show, even. We can even set up some mics out there and just do a ping pong episode.
Because all you guys have heard is us talking about it afterwards, not... I mean, if we had a game beforehand,
ooh,
damn,
woo. Like,
that conversation, ow! We came back for one, right?
Yeah.
We came back and ended it after.
Yeah, we ended it very, very, very melancholy, actually.
The slurpy one.
Yeah, we were all wrecked.
We were really, yeah, it was a rough time.
Yeah, I mean, if anything, I propose that's the longest vodka break in TFP history.
Yeah, so get ready for some very, very winded people coming up to the studio.
But hey, it's gonna be a good time, and it's gonna be the dopest of the dope. So I mean, without any further ado, because everyone else is curious about it from the last one.
Yeah, I was gonna ask, how are we starting the show? What are we?
I was gonna play some music for it.
What are we doing?
We'll play some music.
I don't know. I don't know what's gonna happen. Get ready.
I keep.
Here we go.
Can I play the thing?
Let's play the thing.
Okay. First of all, I really need to reevaluate what I put on the soundboard, but you know what? I'm gonna go with it anyways. Last episode, CJ made some decisions. Now, if those decisions were good or not, I don't know. But we're gonna address them today. Like waking up in the cold truth of the morning, looking over and seeing that you brought home from the club, not that little pretty bitty, but that bigger and ugly, you know what I'm saying? Okay, enough of that. So I killed, quote unquote, big air parentheses or quotations. Can we do that? Well, that's more like boobs.
Yeah.
Like if I do air parentheses,
I think we need killed in quotes because you didn't actually kill it.
I didn't kill it. Well, we can talk about it.
That's
the
question.
We can work it out right now if
Did
you want.
You kill it
because I confession. Your buddy CJ was a little what we call over the line here at TFP, and I made some decisions that weren't necessarily the best.
Right. If we record at a level 60 drunk to 100, what would you say you were at the top of the recording?
Oh, I was gonna go. I was gonna use episodes as examples of like what's a good level of drunk and then what's a bad level of drunk. But okay. I can do that one too.
All right.
So like six is it's bottom is six. Why isn't it one?
I'd say
sober.
Like, no, we're
I guess we're never sober.
No, we recorded a six, right?
So like constantly, like on even like a bad day, we record at a six.
On an average, we're at about a six.
Okay, yeah, okay. I can get that. Yeah. What are you right now?
I'm about. I've been sober a lot lately for the episodes, which is surprising,
right?
But I'm probably about 4 or 5 right now.
Mm. 4 or 5, not even at a 6?
Making my way.
Then why are we doing this?
Making my way to a 6.
We should just stop. We should just stop and get you to a 6.
Well, what were you on that day?
Well, because there's a couple facets of this. Because I came over, and in a rare show, because this is something that never usually happens, BK wanted to go outside somewhere. Because you need to get supplies and shit.
It's rare.
Usually, you'll be like, you'll do it beforehand, before I get here. Yeah. Or, like, I'll be like, oh, I need to get rock stars. And you'll be like, oh, by the way. But it's never a forethought. So this was the first time.
I've got to go through a lot of walls that I've built up to get outside.
Exactly. So
if we've learned anything from the last episode.
So you can see why I was very floored by the opportunity. So I was like, for sure, let's do it. Bless you. It wasn't a sneeze, whatever.
Nope.
So we do our shit. We get back. And then there's some confusion on the time with Eden and Adam from the last episode. They said they're going to show up at a certain time, but then I got a text at the time they were supposed to be here saying that they're on their way. It was a whole big thing.
Right.
But ultimately, we were going because I, you know, as dedicated to this podcast as I am, mm-hmm. I like to maintain a certain level of toxicity.
Yeah, good song.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to put it in my notes.
Call it, what's the time?
So we're gonna
what's the time? 9?
9:09.
9:09, toxicity.
Okay.
Let's talk. No, I'm not going to do it.
Every time we mention a song, here we go. This is Editor BK.
Let's do it. We'll do it before I leave, bro.
All right.
Because I want to hear that song before the night's over.
Fair enough.
Anyways, so I wanted to get that up. So I literally inhaled the first beverage I had.
And so then, fast.
Oh, yeah. I was
so fast.
I wanted that down. I was already, by the halfway point of that beverage, I already wanted another one. So I was going ham. So by the time we came up here, They got here like maybe like 45 minutes after that. We'd already kept drinking. Mm-hmm. So by the time you probably got at like a 6, your normal level, mm-hmm. I was probably at like an 8 already.
I never made it 6.
That whole time, really?
Yeah.
Damn.
I had 2 cocktails that day.
That why?
I don't know, man.
You.
I don't know what's going on.
Maybe you need to remember to drink.
I do. I'll tell you what's going on after we close up this.
Okay. So then by the time we got in here, started recording, all that fun shit, I popped the bottle, as is now famous.
Yep.
As is classic, you know, that's going to go on our gag reel.
Classic intro.
I popped the bottle, spilt beer everywhere, and ended up having to clean that up. And by having to go downstairs, back up, that increased my fucking heart rate, yeah. Which increased the alcohol.
Pushed the alcohol through, yeah.
And so then by the time I got back and started sitting here, I was at like a 10.
Yeah.
And I mean, then I slowly crept forward into 11 and more unknown territory. Right. So by the end of it, I would probably say I was at a 13.
Okay.
A 13.
So all the way through to the end?
Oh, because I was still drinking.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I finished that torpedo.
Yep.
I think I had a beverage as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of things I had to answer for.
And and what happened was, to be fair to you overall, we had a very weak first unique name.
Yeah.
So we were a little disparaged by it. And at the end of the episode, you chose
to kill it. Yeah, at the very end, I was fed up. It was really the liquor. So blame it on the alcohol. Don't have to put that in there. No. I don't want that one in there.
Okay.
I don't want that one there.
Right.
But yeah, so I apologize for anybody who, any siege eccentric people, I call them siege tanks, for all my little siege tanks out there. If y'all distraught, don't worry. I'm okay. I'm moderating tonight, and I'm just dedicated to bringing you the best show we can bring you over here at CJ and the Bank Productions.
Nice. But the question is, what are we going to do?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's true. See? Yeah. There we go.
What are we going to do?
Well, you know, I feel as ashamed as I am about it,
mm-hmm.
and it's very rare that I go through and erase something I've decided upon.
Right.
But I'm gonna erase that little part of our history.
Oh,
so
I had an idea.
Oh, did you have an idea? Okay, I'm sorry. I should have asked you that. What's up? Hit me with it, baby.
You can say yes or no because I know how difficult this is.
Okay. Does it involve this dice? Because it has to involve this dice.
Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Then I'm on board. What's up?
Do it. So in our history, we had a mutual coming up of the friendship levels.
Yep.
And then I kind of randomly, boom, hit us with unique names.
You did.
I think that as a punishment / reward.
I don't like how you said punishment / reward.
Right? You have to come up with the new
fuck me.
Intro
really?
Thing Ugh. That we do.
Man.
For the show. And it could be nothing.
So I can just be like, I don't want to do
okay,
it.
Okay, so we're just, yeah, you could be like, well, we're just going to go into talking. Or you could say friendship levels, you could say unique names, whatever you want, you have the floor.
I want to have a segment called Friendly Handshakes.
Okay.
Where we come up with new handshakes at the top of each show.
All right.
But we don't photograph it or film it.
Okay.
And we just, we,
no one
we
knows,
do. This
no
is,
one knows
this is mine to you. Right. And then we... You know what? That's not us doing it. That's me demonstrating.
We'll put in the slapping sounds.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah. And then we go on to that.
Well, I also had a new idea.
Oh, so why didn't you order this to where you hit me with this idea? Then you go well as your punishment / reward.
Well, here's the thing: as your punishment and not / reward.
Oh, so this is, oh.
If you couldn't come up with something, I would be like, boom! I got an idea.
Oh, okay. So this is your fallout plan, is what it is.
Right. This is my.
This is your bug out bag.
Yeah. This is me like being like, fuck you, Siege. I got all the marbles.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hey, take it away, Daddy
I'm
Marbles.
The captain now.
Look at me. Look at me. I'm the captain now.
so my good. Idea was we could do. A song title that represents your friendship because you're very musical.
I am.
And it puts us into a box that is easy to reference. So we wouldn't be sitting here being like, oh, we got to come up with something.
Yeah.
And it can also be very personal.
But would it be like a song title or would it be a lyric?
It could be anything musical, I guess.
And what do you mean anything musical though? So I could just like hum a beat. Like I could be like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, if you want to get existential with it, you could be like, you're making me feel like, you know, like
Oh, so you just want an excuse to sing songs that you like.
or just anything.
I see it. I caught you in your fucking lies.
The way you make me feel.
So is that yours? if we go along with this bit, is that your guy?
No, because then it has to follow with the way you turn me on. And that's just awkward. You sure? Friends.
Hey, I won't tell if you won't.
Okay. Ooh, I'm beating up that meat.
Beating up my name.
All right. That's
yeah,
just an idea.
I mean, I'm trying to think of something that I could counteract it and be like, well, this is my idea. Fuck right. You.
Yeah.
You don't know. I'm going to improv it off the dome right here.
Okay.
Just so I have something to say.
Okay.
What if we did a thing where we decided that we were going to compare how much we live or we like our friendship with the name of our favorite. I got nothing. Right. Shit.
Yeah.
I was gonna say video game.
Okay.
But that's dumb because it's like
it's weird.
Yeah.
It's too existential.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I was looking around the room for anything I could kind of bounce off of, but like everything was like beverage. That seems dumb.
But then I just realized that I lied to you.
No.
It didn't involve the dice.
Yeah, but we're going to roll to see who goes first.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Boom.
So.
Nailed it. See, there's a collaboration right there. Boom. Friendship. We got it. Now we just need a name.
That was the equivalent of you writing the essay.
Yep.
And then I put the period on the end. I'm like, yo, we did it together. You think that's how Good Will Hunting ended?
Exactly.
Jokes.
FYI, that's exactly what I was going to say.
So. Oh.
Right there, man.
Friendship. Bones it out right here.
But who like wrote that. It? Who wrote it?
Oh,
at this point, because back in the day, you'd be like, Matt Damon wrote it.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
But nowadays, you'd be like,
Ben Affleck was the bomb in Phantoms.
Ben Affleck has been doing some shit, and maybe he wrote that movie.
Maybe he was just playing everybody. Maybe he was just like, yeah. You know, I'm going to make Hollywood think I am dumb. But really, y'all don't know my real work in Phantoms, yo.
Did you know that Heath Ledger actually did that?
Did he?
I love 10 Things I Hate About You. I don't know if you've seen it.
Fabulous film.
Okay. One of the reasons he took that movie and another movie I love, which is A Knight's Tale.
Oh, classic.
To get his name out of the minds of the public.
Oh, really?
He was like, I'm getting too known, and I don't want to be known for this shit, so I'm going to make these shitty movies, and then I'll come back with a vengeance. But it failed him, or succeeded him, because those movies were still decent, because he's a likable fucking character.
He is.
And he still got to make the movies he wanted to make.
Fucking an all around double deucer, you know?
Yeah. So it
classic
goes
guy.
To do things for the wrong reason and you're going to succeed.
That's an interesting way to look at it. But hey, it's an outlook nonetheless.
Or if you're good enough, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to shine through either way.
Yeah.
You like what I did there?
Is that your song to me?
No. That was just something I was talking about.
Okay.
Conversations.
So we're 1759 in.
Yep.
Are we doing this new thing?
Well, dude, here's the thing, though. What you're not taking into account is that we're boloing. If you look across exhibit A and B, there's no one here but us.
Empty chairs.
So we can take all the time we need. We don't need to get in an interview. We don't need to include them in any of our hijinks. It's just you, me, microphone.
But this is how I want guest conversations to go.
But they never do it because they're always all like, oh, I
don't throw that on them. Do not put that on them.
Fuck.
Don't put that evil on them.
Hey, man.
Oh, man.
Fuck that guy.
Yeah, but he's bumming me out. Why? He's on your side.
Yeah, but he's still, I don't like him attacking you.
So you can, but he can't?
Yeah. We have history.
I mean, but here's the thing. If you're going with the whole like, oh, well, because I came up with that last and you come up with this thing, we're dead in the water. So we're just, essentially, you're coming up with a new thing. So there was no need to even proposition me.
I'm the talent.
I guess, yeah.
No, that's just my nature of being a dick. Like, that's like, I gotta make myself look good by putting others down when really I could just shine on my own like Heath Ledger did.
Shine bright like a diamond.
Yeah. Oh, ooh. Is that your song? Is that your song to me?
To Heath Ledger. That's my song, The Heath Ledger.
Well, let's get a name. Let's get a name for this new thing.
Oh, God damn it.
You want to contribute?
I guess. Fuck, man.
Yeah.
Does it have to be any song? Can I just riff like a song?
No, no, we're working on a name right now.
Oh, to what?
Friendship levels, unique names, and now we're doing
Friend tunes.
Friend tunes.
That's dumb. That's dumb.
That's stupid. It's a two words together, man. I like it.
Is there a friendship word that starts with H?
Friendship word that starts with H. So a synonym of friendship.
Yes.
Beginning with H.
Yes. That's what I'm asking.
Homies.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. You ready for it? You ready for it?
I'm ready for it.
I gotta make sure I get this. You ready?
Yep.
Homie harmonies.
Boom. Boom. You do not know what just happened there.
Hashtag realist. I fucked it up already.
It's fine. Homie harmonies.
Homie harmonies. All right.
All right.
Here we go. Kicking. Oh, actually. Yep. Get the roll of dice because that's what my thing is now. So
who goes first?
C just rolling the dice.
Wait. So just to confirm, because Adam had confusion last time, highest number goes first, right?
Yes. That's the benefit of going first.
Highest number?
Yes.
But I always thought it was a benefit to go later because you get more time to think.
When we play Magic, does the lower number goes first?
No.
There you go.
But the lowest, but the highest number gets to choose who goes first.
No. Well.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, they just get to play. If it's multiplayer, they still get to just play or draw. So it defaults to the next person over.
Okay.
So
they can pass their turn. Yeah.
God damn it.
I know.
Let's just go lowest. So we'll go your way, which
highest,
is what?
Yeah,
lowest?
Highest chooses. Highest is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Highest chooses then. Seven.
That's a lucky number. That's not going to do it.
Fuck you. Fuck.
17.
Damn it.
I choose to go second.
Of course you would choose to go second.
I'm gonna draw.
typical BK fucking logic over here.
I'm almost to a six though.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, here we go. I'm gonna think of a homie harmony.
Homie harmony.
We should come up with a theme for that.
Russell.
Fucking no.
Homie.
No, not harmonies. We're gonna come up with like a legit. I'll take it to the producer.
Okay.
Music producer Neil Doug.
Okay.
And I will ask him to come up with a.
He does so little for us. I know. The producer.
I know. He edited Rare Condition, a little behind the scenes fact real quick.
Did he?
He edited Rare Conditions after I'd finished all the edits that I needed to do.
Yeah.
And it sounds the same.
Yeah.
If anything, it sounds a little weirder.
What'd he do?
Because I asked him to increase the volume because I thought the bass volume wasn't as loud.
Mm-hmm.
And he did, but it still sounded the same as the edit that I did.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's fucking weird. Okay, so homie harmony.
Yeah.
I'm going to dig into my bank here. I got it. The perfect one.
So quick.
I'm just going to come up with my own beat to kick off the inaugural one because I feel like I borrowed
you're doing
one.
A lyric?
I was going to do a freestyle about you right here.
Oh, so it just has to be musical.
Yeah.
That's what we said. Okay.
Is that not appropriate?
That's appropriate.
Am I not out of time? 22? No,
you're golden.
I feel this is gold. I feel
you
this is...
are golden.
I feel like the Nyan Cat and I'm just shitting out gold right now.
Gold.
Yo. This one goes out to my hardest nigga BK. I love you, dog. Yo. This is where I let everyone think I'm gonna rap, and I ain't gonna rap yet. But we're coming right here. Yo. BK, your friend so dear. If I ever see you have a tear in your eye, I'm gonna spear anyone who caused it. Cause you like my dog, nigga. Next time you know, I'm gonna fucking make you nigga jigger. I said the N-word again, I'm sorry. That's not PC, but you know you ain't gotta worry. Because I got your back in hard times and good. Making sure that any of them motherfuckers trying to do you no good. I'ma put them in the ground, put them in the dirt. Next thing you know, they gonna be like, why the fuck I end up so hurt? Because you fuck with my boy BK. And if you gonna try to mess with him, you gonna have a nice day with this bullet to your brain. I might have gone insane, but I'm telling you that our friendship, it's on another plane. It's higher existence, extradential. I don't know how to use words, but you know, I just get my dental on. That's
yeah.
Loose, but there you go, man.
Hey, man, you put in way more effort than I'm gonna.
Yeah, so that's what I was banking on. So, yeah. BK. Yeah.
Like, I've literally just been sitting here running through songs we were gonna add at the end of the show and never did because they're about friendship. And
right.
Then I didn't choose one.
Because you were just so amazed by that
you hit
fluent
me.
Freestyle.
Yeah, you hit me with an amazing freestyle.
Thank you. I can give you a beat too. I mean, if you want to try it.
Well, no, I'm going to say our friendship is like the score to Die Hard, because I feel like me and you were John McClane and the cop from Die Hard. We're just, you know, like we're in.
I like how you position that.
Yeah.
The cop from Die Hard.
Yeah.
Who is the cop from Die Hard?
It was you know his name.
Right, you know his name.
Go. I know his other names.
Yeah, but
I don't know his name in Die Hard.
What's his other name?
Carl Winslow.
You racist motherfucker.
What?
Yeah, you picked it because I'm the black guy.
No.
You didn't want to say with a vengeance.
No. Hey, it's not with a vengeance. It's Die Hard because it's reversed too.
Yeah.
Whenever one of us is in the shit, the other person's there is their more like helper, like
outside of that Nakatomi Plaza of emotions.
Yeah, I'm gonna get you through this, brah.
Okay, bro.
If I'm John McClane and you're John McClane, I'm gonna be the cop or you're gonna be the cop.
Love
regardless
it.
Of race.
There you go. Fucking love it.
But the score from
score from I like how you're so passionate about the whole black cop thing, and then you just die hard. The score from
Die Hard. Score from Die Hard.
Hey, I like it. Well,
it's our first homie harmonies.
That's what it is. Hashtag homie harmonies.
Boom.
So
I'm gonna put the score for Die Hard through this whole podcast.
just under, so you know, yeah. Put it on the lowest frequency.
Yeah, you barely hear it, but people will hear.
Like
it.
Anyone who's hooking it up to like headphones like these, like hooked up to like audio modulators and shit, if they can, they'll hear it.
Yeah, they'll catch it.
I hope one of them writes us and go, I heard what you guys did with the score from Die Hard. Yep. I fucking love you.
It probably made their friendships better.
Yeah, probably. Well, we got some fucking bits, bro.
What?
Yeah, and it's Bolo.
We got bits.
We got bits, and they are not recycled. Freshness. And I know it's weird because we're not that.
This is a signal. We should put this on the soundboard.
Do it. Do it harder, but like I'm gonna do 3, 2, 1, and then it's nothing but that, okay?
So we can record it?
Yeah. So 3, 2. Perfect. Perfect.
So I like that. But that's my signal, like I need a vodka break.
Okay. Then we're gonna do 1, 2, 3, 4.
Vodka break. I'm gonna get the vodka. We're taking a break. Vodka break. We'll be right back, drunker.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you know this about me, but one of my most favorite genres of song that is not a genre whatsoever, but fucking should be, because then I would be able to listen to it all the time, is songs with clapping in it.
Yeah?
So like our vodka break song would be definitely in my favorite genres.
A song that's existed for all of a couple seconds?
Yeah, for sure. It's got enough clapping in it.
Yeah.
But like, there's so many songs, but it's so hard to find because you can't.
What kind of clapping? Like, you like this kind? Like. Like a boom, boom. I guess that's not clapping.
Even that would be, I mean, that's.
That's if, more of like a foot. That's, yeah, that's. Foot
you're
chest
you're
thing.
Thinking we're the champions.
Yeah, yeah.
Queen's got a lot of clapping songs.
Of course. It's a good songs.
The Cars have a clapping song, I think.
Yeah.
Like the one that goes, here she comes
again. We should do a top five since we haven't done one in a while.
But that's the thing.
For top five clapping songs.
I don't know. I can't think of them off the top of my head. I need a Pandora or like a Shazam for clapping songs, man.
Clapping songs?
Clapping songs.
Clapping songs.
Any song that has clapping in it. If you guys know of some that you enjoy, please hit me up on the Facebook.
Or Twitter. You remember we have a Twitter, right?
I barely use my twits.
Well, I do. So I can field these questions and relay them to you.
Okay. That's fine.
But you have to plug the Twitter.
At Hella Friendship.
There you go. Why did you get all weird with it?
Because
the podcast listener, he did this weird serpentine motion with his back.
I so rarely use it that I...
Don't put the condom back on.
But it I feel like I'm just...
No, you're good.
All right.
You're good.
Okay.
You're good.
That's going to sound very weird if people don't know what we're talking about.
You're beautiful, Vicky. You're beautiful. Yeah. Don't ever change.
Just use it. Don't put the gun back
on. Don't ever change. Just put the gun back
Hey, leave the condom off, bro.
Hey, it's not real friendship if it ain't raw.
Yeah. If you ain't raw dogging. You ain't friends.
I mean, I wish that could be the title, but...
You said we had new bits. And
I did.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, you're giving me the floor. You're giving me the floor.
I'm giving you the flout.
Okay. Giving me the flout.
Get take the flout, son.
Okay. Well, I got some bits. I got some bits for you. Here's something that I got for you. It's gonna be weird, but bear with me, okay? You ready? This is gonna be called Half-Cocked News, a segment where one of your best friends, CJ or BK, takes recent headlines and relays them to the other without the other one knowing anything of what they're talking about.
As much as they can, based off the headline?
Exactly.
Okay.
So I'm gonna hit you with some stuff, and I'm not going to say that I know everything.
Okay.
But I feel I know enough.
Okay. So should I...
So truly, this is half-cocked because I think that I know...
But I'm trying to explain the story.
You're trying to see what happens. Like, okay. what the... You can just come up with, like, a colorful thing to it. You don't have to explain anything. You can just be like, you can riff it.
Well, give me a headline and I'll see if I know what I'm talking about.
Okay. Did you hear about Charles Manson getting married to a 26-year-old?
Through you.
Well, yeah, you just did.
So, yes, Charles Manson is going to get married.
Yeah. How do you think that's going to work out?
I believe they feel that they can have the reception at somewhere, right? Outside of jail? Or
you think you'd be outside of jail?
I don't think so, but I think they might think that. I mean, I've seen enough movies to know that people don't even get out of jail to see their mother's burial or
is that a movie? Is that Orange is the New Black?
That's probably like 18 movies.
Yeah, that's true. I shouldn't put it all on Orange is the Newbie.
Right. So I don't know if they're going to let Charles Manson out for a wedding.
What do you think about this lady? Who do you think this 26-year-old?
She's probably a big 70s... fan.
Yeah.
how old is she?
26.
26.
26. And he's like, I want to say in his 80s.
I thought he was dead before you said that.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, he's been alive and well in a California jail. I forget which one. It's like.
He's in California?
Yeah, you passed it on the 5, bro.
Whoa.
Yeah.
That's scary.
You didn't know that?
No.
Yeah, it's like half-cocked news, guys.
All right. So C-Mans. in Cali.
Are we really? You're really going to hype him up like a rapper?
Yeah. Well, I want to turn it into, like, I want to tie it into romance somehow.
Okay.
C-Mans, romance-em, romance-in. Charles Romanson, a 27-year-old. Nailed that. Yeah. Okay.
You got it. Okay. It's fruitful. It's a fruitful bit.
But I don't get how she even, like, through letters? Oh, they met through letters, probably?
Yeah, I believe, I guess this would be the part where I disclose some information, oh,
okay.
Right?
So you're going to let me know?
Or should I? Or,
I'll
mean...
tell you. They met through letters. They wrote letters to each other.
Okay.
And hit it off. She... Like any typical 27-year-old, literally has no idea what he's done.
26, but okay.
26-year-old.
You got it.
About to be 27. That's why I said 27.
Oh, yeah. It's true.
And so she doesn't even know his legacy. She just knows him from his letters.
I mean, she could know him for his life. I mean, it's hard not to.
Well, no, because it's like every young person these days where they have all the information at their fingertips, but they're not going to look it up.
You don't think so? You don't think if she was corresponding with Charles Manson,
she probably Googled, like, did a Google image search,
yeah,
to find out what he looks like, and then in the next letter was like, oh, what's up with the tattoos? And he's like, oh, baby, those are from a different time.
Do you think that, like, Google image search is going to take over, like, actual, like, detective work and shit?
I think it already has.
Actual time. Like, it used to be like, oh, yeah, I had to track this guy down. I did this. Yeah. And now it's like, I just Google image searched him, and there he was.
If you're a detective in, like, a medium city, like, if you're a detective in Sacramento, I bet you rely on Facebook more than you do actual detective work.
Oh, yeah, people at my job do that shit all the time. They have fake Facebook accounts, and they're all creeping. But anyways, okay, so correspondence, letters.
Yep.
I mean, that's as far as we can go. I got some more.
Well, he...
if you want to go more.
We know that he has a very good way with younger ladies.
He does. He's very persuasive.
From the murders. And having them murder as well.
Yeah, it's true.
Do you think she's murdering for him?
I mean, that's something that could happen when a couple's married, you know?
What if he's living through her murders? Maybe she's actually murdering and...
I mean, I don't know. I don't know if you've seen a recent picture of him, but he has a very hipster haircut. Like, it's all shaved on the side, that it's just the top that's, like, all coiffed and, like, a the reformed fucking pompadour.
The reformed hipster Charles. But why isn't he on T-shirts for the hipsters?
He probably is. There's a small sect of the hardcore community that does it. That's tough.
Don't like it.
But, yeah, let me hit you with some more. That was fruitful. I can do more, too. Okay, and we can do, like, a little tidbits.
Give me some real info.
All right, here we go. You ready? Oh, should I give? I mean, you nailed most of it.
That's everything I assumed. Yeah,
they met through letters. They're not going to have the marriage out of the jail, obviously.
Okay.
They think they are, though. In interviews, they've been quoted saying that their marriage will take place outside of the county walls, which is obviously bullshit.
Right.
But they haven't yet filed for, Charles Manson put in the request because he has to do that to the jail. He put in the request, but they didn't do, like, the request for the title, just for the ceremony to be done there. So it's still kind of, like, half foot in, half foot out.
That's, like, it's, even though this sounds like I'm not that caught up on the times, and it's going to sound really dumb, like I'm trying to...
Oh, are you going to drop some weird, like, theory you have on divorce or something?
No. It just surprises me that I didn't know this and that it's true, is that convicted felons can get married still, and, like, there's still states where gay people can't. That seems insane to me.
Right?
That's crazy.
It's stupid. It's the dumbest thing. Charles Manson can get married, but, like, two dudes who are, like, gay for each other and, like, love each other can't.
That's insane.
Right?
That's
the world we live in.
We're back at TFP
is going to make it their promise to get this fucking reversed. All of our gay brothers and sisters, only on the assumption that we can use gay however we want.
Right. Oh, that's that.
I feel we should get that. If we champion their rights, we should be able to use that. Like,
I can say something's gay.
We wouldn't use F because the long one.
Oh, you're never going to use that.
No, that's not good. But sometimes you got to say it.
That's like me saying nigger.
Sorry. Two in a row.
I will say nigger.
You stop it.
Sooner than I will say the F word.
Would you fucking stop?
I'm just saying.
Stop. I'm sorry, with TFP
that,
listeners.
With that hard R.
Fuck.
Hey, it's a word, and I know it hurts people.
Hey, Hathcock News.
Okay.
Let's not get off topic.
All right.
Did you hear about Anonymous hacking the KKK?
No. Yes, I have heard about this. Oh, if I'm going to do the bit.
So if you're doing the bit, no.
Yes. If I'm doing the bit, absolutely I've heard of this.
Oh, well, what? Then why did you start off saying you didn't?
Because I forgot we were doing the bit.
Oh.
So the bit is that I tell you, but
now you know that, so I can't.
Oh, I thought the bit was, I'm confused about the bit.
Okay, I guess we should work that out. What's the bit?
So I thought I was pretending I knew about these headlines. I was telling you what the you read the headline, and I'm like, oh yeah, definitely. Here's what's going on with.
No, the bit was I read it, and then I was hitting it on you, hoping you didn't know anything about it.
Right.
But you did. So that's a thing.
Oh, so you were hoping that I would have more knowledge than you.
Less knowledge than me.
Yeah, that's exactly what we're doing right now.
But no, you've heard about the Anonymous hacking KKK.
In the bit. If I'm pretending, yes. Okay. Okay. So Anon, right, as he's known.
Anonymous.
Anonymous, the hacker group from V for Vendetta.
Notorious for their hacks on a bunch of other motherfuckers.
They weren't around until V for Vendetta came out. And then they adopted that symbol. As much damage as they do, they also tried to help people. So they have hacked the KKK.
Well, it wasn't, that's the thing. It wasn't just like straight up with hack the KKK.
No, they wanted to expose members that were in private. The people that were not representing as KKK, they wanted to bring those people to light so the public could see how bad they were.
And also so they couldn't infiltrate the protest groups to try to instantly take
exactly
out.
What I was just gonna say.
Yeah, that was the next thing. I just took it out of your mouth.
Did I get the first thing right?
Well, I mean, yeah. The initial contact was
I'm nailing this bit.
the initial contact was, like, everyone knows about the Ferguson thing. Like, that's just been something that's been going on. But then the KKK, in response to, like, the verdict is coming out soon, whether or not Officer Wilson is guilty or innocent. I'm not gonna say anything because we are not a podcast to take a stand like that.
Right.
So the KKK is all like, you know, get your guns out because everyone's going to riot. So you want to make sure that you got all your protection. And then, like, they're threatening to, like, you know, kill people on the streets and shit. And so Anonymous stepped in and was like, well, if you're going to do this, we're going to fuck you guys up. So they start hacking, like, their Twitter, and they start exposing the people, like you were saying. And then the KKK hit back saying, oh, we're going to kill you guys now. So they're saying, like, if they see this masks in the street, they're going to kill them.
they're not going to come out of their rooms.
You never know.
I do know.
They're a ferocious bunch, they are.
Here's a controversial thing.
Okay.
I have more respect for... Respect's a weird word.
I feel with you saying that, it's going to get weird
it's
in a
gonna,
second.
It's going to be very... People are going to totally be upset.
You see, you're dropping bombs right now.
Just because we're talking about the KKK mainly, right?
Right.
Okay. So if the KKK is very passionate about their hate for other races, right? They're going to riot if the verdict goes in the way of Ferguson,
right?
Or the Ferguson family, in this case.
It's a town, but it's cool.
No, that's what I meant. The family of the town of, like, the whole town's a family at this point. They've been brought together.
This is the goal that I was looking for.
They've been brought together by this tragedy.
So Mama Ferguson's getting up on the stage.
Yeah, the Ferguson founder is like, hey, this is what the town was based on. Is when tragedy hits Ferguson, we all become the Fergusons. That's a quote. From their town ledger.
Town ledger?
Yeah.
Where'd you find that at? Did they mail it to you?
This is all stuff I've read.
Okay.
It could be inaccurate. I don't know. But if in the town of Ferguson, it is ruled that the officer is innocent for shooting a black male.
Here's the thing. I wanted to say Mike Simpson?
Michael Simpson.
No, I don't think so.
Michael J. Simpson.
We have the internet. We can fake just nope. Stall.
No, it's just, Mike. No, you're right. It's Mike, Mike Simpson.
I don't think it's Simpson. That sounds too generic.
Wait, the cop is Mike Simpson?
No, the cop is Officer Wilson.
Yeah, fuck that guy. But back to my controversial statement.
Yes, what were you going to say that was going to alienate everybody who listens to this podcast?
If someone were to riot for something they truly believe in, even though it's wrong, I think it is better than the riots we get for fucking Lakers winning the championship or other sports-related bullshit.
Like when the Giants win and they all riot in San Francisco?
Yeah, like, I mean, it's still not good, but I have more respect for the people that are like, I hate black people, now I'm rioting because of this decision.
Also, Mike Brown.
Michael Brown.
Michael Brown.
Yeah. Hyphen Simpson, but that's been dropped.
Yeah, that's a whole... You'd have to dig deeper into the case. Yeah. That's no big deal.
We've read a lot about this.
The point is, if I can reel it in,
yeah.
Where you go... So you have more respect for the people who riot when their team wins versus Ferguson?
No, I have more respect for the KKK rioting over a guilty victory for the... told you this sounds terrible.
It does, yeah. And you were right.
Than I do for people riding over like their sports team winning the championship.
I apologize to all the minorities who listen to this podcast.
I
did not know he was going to do this.
This isn't based off of race. This is based off of something you believe in. Like, I feel like we as a people should riot more for like certain things that...
So more riots, less...
More riots for riots? A reason, or not riots, but like at least occupations and standing up for your rights and shit.
Right.
As long as you're not, you know, the KKK.
But we fight for our right to party every day. No, by going to jobs, 8
Beastie
to 5.
Boys did that for us.
But no, we're still... No, that's... Whoa. To say the Beastie Boys did that for us is a stretch. One, okay? That was not fucking something they were doing for us. It is something they were... It's a rally call.
Are you sure?
Fight for your right to party is a call.
They're asking us to?
They're asking every generation of youth, whether you are young... Old, preferably young, because it's a youth thing.
Yeah.
To fucking, you have to fight for your right to party. And they weren't saying you have to fight against the establishment. They weren't saying you have to fight against the police.
Right.
They're saying you got to fight the drudgery, the fucking meticulous nature of life.
Okay.
Working a 9 to 5 when you realize that everything is bullshit and you just have to fucking grind it out. Mm-hmm. That's your fight. And when fucking Friday or Saturday comes and Sunday comes, mm-hmm. Fucking guns out.
So this is gonna sound controversial.
two 2-1, bro.
But
do we have to wrap it up?
No, we're fine.
Fuck.
I took that song as, hey guys, we've already fought for your right to party, so just go do whatever you want. Much like religious people take Jesus's death of it for all our sins is like, go ahead and do whatever you want.
Well, I mean, I feel that right there, we have very different respect levels for Jesus Christ and the Beastie Boys.
Oh, like so, you like the Beastie Boys way more, right? I do too. I'm just
apparently
saying.
Not with that shit.
No, I'm just saying that like religious people are like, oh, well, Jesus locked it up for us back then, so we could do whatever we want now.
Right.
Just like I thought, oh, well, the Beastie Boys locked it up for, you know, in 89, I can party all the time.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, so your controversial comment was you respect the KKK more for rioting.
No, I respect people that believe in something rioting than people that are fans of a basketball team rioting.
Okay. Well, the end of that whole bit was they exposed a couple people who actually were police officers on the squad.
In the KKK?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, dude. That surprises you?
It's like bearing the lead, bro. That's enticing.
That's the end, though. That's
was
the thing.
Was Wilson part of the KKK?
Wilson isn't. But, like, police officers were showing up to Officer Wilson, like, support rallies and are also KKK members.
Were his coworkers KKK members?
If they were cops, yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, it could be just cops from
they didn't.
Areas.
No, they were in the town. They were of the local chapter.
As much as I know about the KKK, I saw an Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, so.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty much.
That's a very skewed vision of the KKK.
Yeah. They seem kind of fun.
I mean, I only got one more, and that's really, we both know a lot about that.
Him with it.
The controversial opinion, or not opinion, the decision that NASA dude made for wearing that shirt with all the ladies.
I have a lot of opinions on that.
Yeah, I know you do. So, yeah. I mean, we might as well end it out on something that you're comfortable with,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
So, you heard about it. We landed on a comet.
We talked about it on the last cast.
Wasn't Bruce Willis or, you know, all the people you'd expect to be on a comet.
Right.
And the guy who presented all the, you know, updates, like, you know, hey, what's going on? He was wearing a Hawaiian shirt made consistently of ladies in not, I wouldn't even say skimpy. I would say appealing.
Manga style?
I was referring to their clothing. But, yeah, they're very anime slash manga style. And all the feminists are up in a hubbub.
Well, no, let's not. Here's the thing. Not all the feminists. I feel like all the faux feminists.
Oh, okay. Oh, you calling out feminists?
I think real feminists were like, hey, dude, good job on the comet.
Hold on. Now do it.
I feel that real feminists were just like, hey, way to go, bro, on the comet landing. Not sure, but maybe, you know, next time. Who knows? Whatever you want to wear, bro. And then the faux feminists were like, what? Like, this is unacceptable. I picture the wife of, in Rocco's Modern Life, the cowboy. That's going to sound so bad.
That's a Tumblr activist right there.
just being so upset about it.
Oh, yeah. She would be fucking her. Doug's mom would probably be pretty up in all fucking arms about it. Judy would probably be cool with it.
Oh yeah, Judy.
She's an art student. She Judy can appreciate.
Judy's a real feminist.
Yeah. She knows what's up. Mr. Dink's wife, though, I think she would take it.
Mr. Dink's wife, I think she'd be quiet about it, but then like lean over to her friends, and be like, "This is unacceptable."
Right.
You know.
Right. At like a backyard barbecue party with like
the
boys are.
Did you hear about that
wet.
Guy with the shirt?
She's like, not, you know. I wouldn't want to say anything mean about it. Oh, exactly. What about Daria? What do you think Daria's opinion on it would be?
Daria would be like, she'd be all into that, the science, that, man.
Do your best Daria voice when you try to do
have
it.
A Daria
just do
voice.
It. Just do it.
I just think that his shirt was maybe inappropriate for the event, but
I don't think you've watched.
I've
Daria.
Never seen Daria.
Okay, then that's fair. There you go. You should have told. You should have.
Well, I saw her on
a T-shirt
Butthead.
Well, yeah, but that was a skew.
I never saw her show.
Yeah, it was funny, but yeah, no. So okay. I mean, what's your opinion? What is silence the masses? Because I get it on the streets. Right. What is BK's opinion on that shirt?
Who gives a fuck? Like, we landed on a comet.
Right. You should you should cut through the bullshit and just realize that we fucking did something
we've been
trying so hard to do.
It would have been less of a controversy if the dude was like in his underwear. I feel like people would just be like, that was crazy, that guy in his underwear. As opposed to, like, this is an outrage. That guy wore that shirt with clothed women that look sexy on it.
And follow-up, fucking, he apologized and he was all crying and shit because he was so sad.
Yeah.
And the best like, thing some like female physicist like on NASA was all like, I respected him. I was like, fuck you, bitch. Yeah. Like, for real, like, yeah. You know, all you did was fucking follow the laws of physics that are already there.
Well, now you're getting controversial. Now you're getting controversial.
This nigga landed some shit on a goddamn comet. And you're not going to cut him a little bit of slack because he probably got up and he was like, yo, guess what, lady? While he's like doing his wife with morning wood, he's like, yo, guess what we did yesterday? Landed on a comet, bitch. Yeah, fucking getting fucking dressed. It's Friday.
Yeah.
It's probably casual. So he's like, yeah, I'm going to get my fucking best shirt on. Go fucking get my shit all pimped out. Driving to work, probably singing a song, happy, probably ate McDonald's
so
on the way.
Happy,
probably
so happy.
Was ready to go. Yeah. Was like, and then he gets to work and like, hey guy, we got a news outlet here. They're gonna do an interview with you. And he's like, what? This Friday got even better.
Yeah.
Gets on camera, he's all stoked. He's like, yeah, we fucking landed on a comet. Boom! Shout out to the fucking comet.
Yeah.
Shout out to fucking NASA.
Right.
Fucking Obama, motherfucker. Drop mic.
Yeah.
And you think he top of the world.
Boom. Backlash.
Everything changed.
But
much like episode 24 of our podcast, the Book of Eden.
The best thing I saw was somebody, I saw it on Imgur. Dude posted a photo of the guy.
The simple imager.
It was like, hey guys, I fixed the internet, was the comment. And it was the dude in his like shirt, but instead of the sexy ladies, it was the image of Kim Kardashian with her ass out on the cover of whatever, because no one gave a shit about that. So if
gave a shit about that. I mean, not as much about it. Well,
no, there was no feminist outrage.
There's still some type of rage, though.
There wasn't feminist outrage.
I'd say if you dug hard enough, you could find a couple diehards.
So dug way harder than you did about the clothed animated girls on the guy's shirt, right? Okay,
yeah,
like
okay.
That's yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. There you go. Fucking
down that down.
There's that bit.
So news. We just talked about some news.
We did.
I heard some news today.
Did you hear some news?
Yes.
What was your news?
The news I heard was that for the first time, CJ watched The Burbs.
I did.
Which you found to be?
Very enjoyable.
Which led to you admitting?
I haven't seen a couple other movies that some other people might view as essential cinema viewing.
Yeah. Such as?
Well, here's the thing.
Huh?
We're not gonna parade it around. We're gonna do a bit.
Okay.
So, and since this is your thing, since you're chomping at the bits to get into me,
I am excited.
What do you want? You want to slam harder for your bit? What do you want?
Well,
you need an intro bit to your bit. So what's
it's
it?
Not really, well, I cannot believe you haven't seen Groundhog Day.
Now introduce it.
So, what other Bill Murray movies?
You're the worst at this bitch thing. You gotta give it a title, and then you gotta fucking say where we do some shit.
Okay.
And then you do it.
All right. So, the title of this.
Hold up. Hold the fuck up. Real quick. Go.
The title of this bit is very meta. It's called What About Bob? Which is a question. And a title about whether or not CJ's seen Bill Murray movies.
Oh, it's
such as What About Bob?
You're putting us in a box,
bro. This is the box, because I guarantee there's tons of movies that you should have seen that you have not seen.
Probably more than likely. If anything, the odds are stacked in your favor for that one.
But for Bill Murray specifically,
well.
Can I make a guess?
Can I
make a guess?
Before that, can I put a comment on your bit thing?
Yeah.
Okay. Asterisk. This is a bit where BK asked me about movies that I should have probably seen. Not just Bill Murray. He's just getting excited about it.
No, this is just Bill Murray right now.
That's his thing. But
I'm only going to do Bill Murray.
We'll do in post. It'll be different.
Nope.
But
this is all Bill Murray right now.
Because
I'm going to bring up other... This is going to be continuous, son.
But you need to have an overall main bit.
Well,
and then
you need to do things at least... You need to admit to me other fucking movies you should have seen.
That's the point of this bit. That's the whole backbone of the bit.
I'm starting with Bill.
That's fine, but...
Fucking Murray.
Whatever. Let Jesus take the wheel.
Thank you.
You're not a Jesus.
What the fuck? I'm like a Jesus.
That's a title. I like that title, even though it's weird.
All right.
You're not Jesus.
All right, so, man, I'm going to be so mad. All right, can I make a guess?
Oh, I hate that you modified this from what we agreed upon earlier.
Yeah.
Whatever. Yeah, what's up?
All right. So I'm gonna guess that the latest, because you've seen Zombieland, right? Yes. Does that count?
I've seen Zombieland and it does count.
Okay, so a lot of movies before 2000 you haven't seen, the majority.
We'll have
all.
This is your bit. This
besides,
is where you
besides Ghostbusters.
This is where you die. This is where you die, friend.
All right. Well, I want to know. I'm going to just go run through the list. Ready? God, there's some of these. If you haven't seen, I'm going to be so just angered.
The good music for you to get mad at me for not seeing films.
I'm going to start with mutual heroes of ours. Classic films, his favorite. One of the ones that he got into writing for. Meatballs.
Nope.
Dan Harmon. Listen to this podcast, Dan. Caddyshack.
Nope.
Oh. Stripes.
Nope.
What? Ghostbusters?
Yeah, of course. One and two.
One and two. Little Shop of Horrors.
Mm-hmm. I've seen that one.
Okay.
I've seen that one.
Scrooged.
Half of it, I thought.
Oh, you fucking saw half of Scrooge?
I see half of Scrooge.
You are a piece of shit. Quick Change. I'll add that one in. God damn it, man. What about Bob? The title of this segment?
Nope.
Groundhog Day, we know.
Whoa. They don't know.
Yeah,
you
said at the top.
Oh, yeah, you said at the top.
Fucking Groundhog Day, which is one of the best. Like, I don't know why it's not my top 10, but it should be.
It should be. You should edit that.
All right.
This is the longest I've let this song run.
Oh, hey, Kingpin.
Yeah, I have seen Kingpin.
Kingpin.
There we go.
Yeah.
We got one.
And, oh man, we're on a roll right now, I bet. Larger Than Life?
Nope.
I thought maybe you saw Operation Dumbo Drop. You're like, I need another elephant movie.
I've seen that one. I've seen Operation Dumbo Drop.
I thought it might have led into Larger Than Life, but Space Jam.
No.
Whoa.
That was a bad button. I need to get the kids back. Yes, I've seen Space Jam many times.
Wild Things.
Oh, of course.
Okay.
Of course.
Titties. You like titties.
Who doesn't?
Rushmore. Oh, you nodded quick.
Oh, I gotta remember it. Hold on.
If you have to remember, you haven't seen it.
He wasn't in Garden State, right?
No.
Okay, then I remember different movies wrong. Yeah, I don't know that one.
Charlie's Angels.
Of course. Yeah, I've seen that one.
Guess what? That was the one I was like, I know we saw this one. That's why I said 2000.
Of course.
Because it's dumb.
Of course. Yeah, okay, we get it.
Osmosis Jones.
Yeah, I've seen Osmosis Jones.
That's a good one. Royal Tenenbaums.
Yes, I've seen that one.
All right. Lost in Translation?
No, I have not.
Coffee and Cigarettes?
Nope.
Here's the one on the list I haven't seen. Have you seen Garfield?
Nope.
Thank God. The Life Aquatic with Steve Zissou.
Nope.
You fucking should see that.
Here we go.
Garfield 2, A Tale of Two Cities.
Yeah, I saw that one. Of course not.
Okay.
I can't even make a bit around the fact that I didn't.
What about the Darjeeling Limited?
Nope.
The only one I'm going to give you a pass for that you should have seen, City of Ember?
Nope.
Get Low?
Nope.
Zombieland?
Yes.
Fantastic Mr. Fox.
Nope.
Moonrise Kingdom.
Snopes.
And then his new movies, Monuments Men.
No.
That's so new.
I know, right?
So you just don't like Bill Murray.
I don't not like him.
How could you form an opinion?
Here's a movie that didn't come up that I'm proud I've seen him in with Buffalo Roam.
That's way before Stripes, though.
Yeah, so fuck you.
You've seen it?
I have.
And that's a good movie.
And he's really good in it, yeah. He plays a really good Hunter S. Thompson.
So your foundation of love for Bill Murray is Ghostbusters?
Hey, whoa, I'm gonna put a pin on that. I don't love the guy. I don't know him.
I admire what
he does as an actor.
Just like you love TV, you don't know TV.
I don't love TV.
You don't love TV?
I enjoy it. I don't love it.
I love it.
Loving inanimate objects that can't love you back is stupid.
It's the only thing I can love.
Well, then that seems like we should have had Eden here longer so she could psychoevaluate that.
She should, yeah.
So you could sit there on your fucking high couch of knowing Bill Murray movies.
This is not a high... Dude.
You like that?
It's just...
You like that? I hijacked it.
It's mainly just Groundhog Day is one of the greatest movies ever made.
Okay.
And do you even know what it's about?
It's like some time loop. It's something about loops.
So don't even fucking...
Like a, is it like Looper?
Punching the fucking teeth.
Is it like Looper? Is Joseph Gordon-Levitt in it? I love him.
All right, so...
So now is there like a...
Your likability for him came from...
Ghostbusters?
Definitely Space Jam, because he played himself.
For sure.
And you're like, oh, hey.
But then also, I've seen him in, like, random, like, because he's in Saturday Night Live for a minute, right?
Yeah.
I saw him, like, in, like, old, like,
there's no
sketches.
Way you,
like,
you saw him in Saturday Night Live.
Not, like, a lot, but, like, I've seen, like, bits that he's done.
Before you were born.
Well, I didn't say I saw it fucking there, dude. Okay. My dad was in that shit, so he'd have, like,
he
fucking tapes
Night
and
Live?
Shit.
I know, I got you. It's okay, buddy. It's okay.
Did you get me?
I got you.
Are you sure?
I got you.
You sure?
I caught on to you. I picked up what you were putting down.
No, look at you with your sayings.
Yeah, with my jive.
Anyways, I appreciate what he does. I've heard the legends around him,
okay,
and I respect him as a person. I'll watch all these movies you tell me to watch.
It would behoove you to watch.
I'm not a horse, bro.
Groundhog Day. If I told you. It's like hearing someone tell you they haven't seen Back to the Future.
That's acceptable.
Okay, so you got to see that movie then. You got to go see that
movie. I don't hold people to seeing their shit, bro. So unless you ain't watching Arrow. If you ain't watching Arrow, you fucking up.
I ain't watching Arrow.
I know. You know you fucking up.
No, I ain't fucking up.
Yeah, you fucking up.
Tired of teen dramas. Teen drama. Teen drama.
Look at me. I like GQ Couture. Fucking Gordon.
CW is my favorite channel.
Yeah. Is that how we're going to end this podcast?
Watch a fucking Vampire Diaries, son.
We're just going to belittle each other's television preferences.
I think we probably got another bit.
I don't have any more bits. That's it.
Well, let's do the Burbs.
What about it? It was a good movie.
The Burbs 2.
Electric Boogaloo?
No, like, let's do a shortcut.
Oh, you want to do a shortcut? Oh, yeah. You're putting bits in now. You're putting a bit in.
I'm sorry.
Do we have time for a bit?
Yeah.
Dude, 102, we should cut.
You want to cut?
Nah, we can do a bit. We'll end it with a good. But are we
and
doing
20 minutes of homie
are we doing,
harmonies? We still got to do homie harmonies. All
right, we'll try to do a quick one.
All right, so I got an easy one. If we're starting with the Burbs, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it was meant just because it was mentioned. Let's do the Burbs. No, I want to keep the horror theme. He hasn't been in any other.
Yeah,
horror
let's
films,
say after that, like what else?
Has there any other horror?
I mean. It'd be rough, but here's what I'm thinking. Okay. It's kind of a stretch.
Let's hear it.
So
shortcuts, shortcuts.
Should we do a song? We could freestyle. Like,
we're gonna short you some cuts.
We'll keep that. So I'll be like shortcut.
We're gonna take one movie. We're gonna tie it to another.
That's too long.
Get
it's
ready
gotta be
for some others to sing some shortcuts.
I like your zeal, but it's too long. We gotta compact it. It's gotta be shortcuts. Shortcuts. Da 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 da. That's not
what's
good for the time.
What's the da 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 da? Is that words?
I'm showing. So it should be shortcuts. Shortcuts. Da 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 da. And then that would be like, we're gonna link some shows.
Movies brought by Two Nuts. Because we're like crazy.
So movies brought by Two Nuts.
Nope.
Movies
brought together by Two Nuts.
So you want to cut shortcuts? Movies brought together by Two Nuts. So, I feel more comfortable if it was within. But like, we're gonna link some moves. We're gonna look some films.
Movies linked
by characters, by actors.
Workshop, bro.
What about shortcuts? Shortcuts. We're gonna link some films.
Oh, okay. That's simple.
So you want
to tell us what it is?
So you want to do it? We'll do 3, 2, 1, and then
let's hit it.
All right. You want to do low or high?
I'm gonna do high.
Okay, I'll do low. Okay, ready? 1, 2, 3.
Shortcuts. Movies linked by?
Some films.
Oh, that's funny. I didn't have it. We're going to link some films. Yeah, we're going to link some films.
We're going to link some films.
We're going to link some films.
Okay, you ready? One, two, three.
Shortcuts. Shortcuts. We're going to link some films. Nailed it.
We're gonna cut that out and put that in that out. All right. So, Burbs.
Burbs.
After Burbs, and all the shit's happened, he survived.
Okay. Just right off the bat, I like that you're not telling me what movie's going to link to. It adds to the suspense. This is a great way to do shortcuts.
It's a
And I just thought of, like, you know how I said it's a game sweeping the nation?
Yeah.
Now it could be a la charades, where you start telling the story, and then your friends have to guess which movie you're leading to.
Yeah, that's true. All okay.
Right, go.
So here's the thing. After the Burbs, everything laid out.
Turner and Hooch.
Whoa, calm down.
I was trying to.
Calm it down, okay. All right? Tom Hanks is like, fuck, man, I got to get out these Burbs, right?
Right.
So what's the anti-Burbs? What would be a place where there ain't no grass, there ain't no there's more people, but no one really gives a fuck.
Yeah. He's gonna be on the ocean.
No.
Oh.
He's going to move to Seattle.
Oh.
I got you.
So how does he get rid of his family?
After all that time and Carrie Fisher up his asshole about fucking bullshit. And
him?
Even though he liked her hair way, way a lot at the end.
Wait a minute.
That was
Wait
he
a
really.
In Sleepless in Seattle, his wife did die and he still had a son. So technically.
There you go. Collab it with me.
The horror side, maybe after credits, they got to his wife before they got caught. They murdered his fucking wife.
And he took his kid because they needed to hide.
It's like, boom.
So we need to witness protection.
Yep.
They're in Seattle now.
Yeah.
So he's...
And that's why he's so protective of his kid, like, reaching out and trying to...
Because he doesn't know who could that be. Mm-hmm. Maybe Carrie Fisher survived the fucking, you know, thing and she's out for revenge.
Yep.
We don't know. So he's trying to shit out. And then at the end of Sleepless Seattle, everyone's like, oh, happy ending, right? That's going to be good.
Yeah.
Nuh-uh. Nope. Wanna know why? He had to take a flight after the credits roll. After everyone was happy ever after.
Oh, shit.
He was like, yo, man, I got to take this flight for business.
We're gone.
But it's going to be cool. All right, I'm going to be back as soon as I can. He's not, because then we're going to roll into Castaway. Fuck. Castaway.
All right, so he...
And you know what? Just to pin that real quick.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave the rest to you. You're at Castaway.
So just to recap.
Recap it.
He has
recap,
he has been in the Burbs. He lived next to these people that murdered his wife. So he flew to Seattle with his son in witness protection. Met Meg Ryan. They start a life together. Kid goes off to college. He's got a new business. He's flying. Plane crashes. Castaway.
Boom.
We all know what happens there.
Don't need to paraphrase it.
Gets off the island, builds himself a boat. He thinks, you know what? Maybe I could do this for a living. I'm going to start being a captain of boats.
Really?
Yeah.
What you taking me to?
So he is now a boat captain.
I got my finger on it. Where are we at?
He decides, you know what?
What's his name now?
I'm Captain Phillips.
Captain Phillips, y'all.
And I run this boat and this crew. But guess what? Tragedy strikes again.
So if you have to sum up this shortcut with one phrase,
right?
How would you end it?
Okay,
and you can take it from any of the movies you just linked.
Yeah, like you mean like Average Man, like a trailer thing, or
no? Like it's if you had to take one thing, like anything that's rememberable from any of those movies, like a saying or something a character says.
Yeah,
what would you end this with?
All right.
Keep in mind, you're at Captain Phillips. This is.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Okay.
Look at me. Look at me. I am the captain now.
And there it is, y'all. It is.
Yeah.
That's
four movies, man. That's the longest we've done. Yeah.
And it was a collaboration one, too, because usually it's one guy.
That's how you do it.
That's the power of friendship.
It's the power of love.
And.
Which is my harmony to you.
Oh, it's. we're just going into the.
It's the power. Of love.
nice.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? I mean, I've often referenced this one. Are we just going into it and then we're just going to cut out?
Oh yeah, wait, slide out. Do we want to intro homie harmony?
Well, you already did it. All I mean, I feel like you came in it.
Dun, 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 dun. What's the beat? You know the beat. I don't feel like we got it.
I don't know. I'm just doing a beat.
You know the song, right?
No, I don't.
It's from Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, yeah. We'll look it up. Well, you should probably mark it. Are we putting it in here or no? I like this BK remix.
It's going out for sure.
Just to say. All right. Well, if I had to hit you, it would hit
you.
Ain't
got money. No frame. All right, ready?
Even though I did a unique one before, I'm going to just hit you with a stock one.
Okay.
Used it before, but goddamn, does it ever feel right? Friends for eternity, loyalty, honesty, we'll stick together through thick or thin. Friends forever, we'll be together. We're on top because we play to win. Good night,
nigger.